I'll get you to take your seats. It's 9:30 and I'll declare the meeting open at that time. As always, I'd like to acknowledge the Quandamooka people who are the traditional custodians of the land in which we meet here this morning, and we pay respect to their elders past, present and emerging, and extend that respect to any other Indigenous Australians who are present. Just as I read the Riot Act again, Section 32 of the Standing Orders for members of the public present. I think most of you in the gallery have heard this before, so I won't go through it. But obviously we have certain protocols that we adhere to as councillors, and certainly in our standing orders that is also reflected for our people in the public gallery. There are no leaves of absence, so I'm going to move straight over to our devotional segment and ask member of the Redlands Ministers Fellowship, Father Frank Jones from Mary MacKillop, to lead council in a brief devotional segment.
Yeah, that's nice. Nice way to start.
How do you feel, Father Frank? Welcome.
Great, really great. Yeah. No, I was over at Gundale. Yeah. Once a month, I'm at Gundale, 7 a.m.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody, and thank you for inviting me to begin the meeting. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. We just ask ourselves to place ourselves in God's presence now. Dear wise and loving Father and Mother, we thank you on behalf of all who are gathered here today. We thank you for your many and abundant blessings. Thank you for life itself, for the measure of health we need to fulfill our callings, for sustenance and for friendship. We thank you for the ability to be involved in useful work and for the honour of bearing appropriate responsibilities. Thank you as well for the freedom to embrace you or the freedom to reject you. We thank you for loving us even so, from your boundless and gracious nature. In the scriptures, you have told us that the greatest among you is the one who serves. And you have said that citizens ought to obey the governing authorities, since you have established those very authorities to promote peace and order and justice. Therefore, I pray for our mayor, for the various levels of city officials, and in particular, for this assembled council. I am asking that you would graciously grant them wisdom to govern amid the conflicting interests and issues of our times, a sense of the welfare and true needs of our people, a keen thirst for justice and righteousness, confidence in what is good and fitting, the ability to work together in harmony, even when there is honest disagreement, personal peace in their lives and joy in their task. I pray for the agenda set before them today. Please give an assurance of what would please you and what would benefit those who live and work in and around our beloved city of Redlands. And we ask this in your blessed name. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. Have a lovely day.
God bless.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody. That's very kind of you to say.
Councillors, item four on the agenda is recognition of achievement, and I guess I'd like to wish everyone a very happy International Women's Day, and I'd like to acknowledge the fact that as I see the senior executive leadership team around chambers this morning, we are actually equally represented. I think we've got 3 and 3, if I'm doing my maths right, so it's a great outcome for Redland City Council, and obviously we acknowledge those women across the nation, across the world, who are being bold for change. And obviously have various celebrations across our city, and this morning Councillor Boglari and I attended Sir Optimist, and once again impressed by a very young but mature speaker from our city, who, you know, is a representative of not only females but what a good education can actually achieve for people in our community. So, now, look, I think Councillor Boglari wanted to just touch on another item. It's not exactly a recognition of achievement, but I guess in some ways you could be referred to that. Councillor Boglari, would you like to
acknowledge that? Thank you for the opportunity just to speak to it. And yes, happy International Women's Day to everybody. And the young girl, that young lady I should say, that spoke today, she actually said lack of knowledge is the cause of ignorance and be open-minded. They're two things she used in her speech today, and I thought that was a good intro into what I just wanted to mention. Last week on Wednesday, Council signed an MOU with a UDIA group that is now commencing in Redlands. The UDIA have 11 regions within South East Queensland, and they've set this one up now in Redlands, and they'll be working with us now that this memorandum has been signed. It came about through a conversation that I probably had with some developers last year, and I could tell when I walked into the room that the bristles actually went up, and I thought, wow, this is not good. You know, we need to build a bridge. And I started talking to them, and by the end of the half hour, we actually realised we had more points of agreement than we did actually disagreement. And we started talking about how, if there was a group, and this fellow, Keith, was already involved with the UDIA, if there was a group in Redlands, being one of the only regions without one, they could actually help council in lobbying the state government for infrastructure, because they also had these concerns. And then I also mentioned the design elements and the quality and standards that we actually wanted in Redlands, and I believe all councillors want this. And so out of this, the process started to get this happening, and the Memorandum of Understanding got sent out to all councillors to comment, contribute to, ask for changes. It then came back to those councillors who had commented. My changes that I would requested to go into the memorandum were actually all agreed to and put in. I know Councillor Elliott also made some comments on the memorandum. The final memorandum was then sent back to all councillors, again for comment, and it was only after that consultation with everybody that it got signed last Wednesday. It's going to be a very transparent and accountable group. The memorandum, once we get it back from them, will go up on our website. The agendas, the minutes, everything will go up on the website. It's their group in Redlands, and through this group, when there are changes to the development code or whatever, they are going to actually be holding industry groups for our local builders to come along and be educated, keep up to date, which is a really hard thing if you're just like a mum and dad business to keep up to date with everything. So that's going to be a benefit. Council will go to the meetings when and where. I think they're going to be bi-monthly at the moment. That has not yet been arranged. It's all very new. We're going to lobby together for infrastructure that's needed. And the thing that I pointed out to them was it's very important that they listen to councillors, and all councillors will be, it's open to all councillors to come along and contribute. And we're going to discuss the Redlands quality and the Redlands design. And the UDIA was very open to this input because they said no one knows the community better than us because we're all on the ground. So I'm thinking that it's going to be a very, hopefully, you know, you never know, but I really believe the way it has started out and the conversations that we've had to date, and with the lack of, there's no holds barred. It's a very open, honest conversations. It's all going to be transparent. Everything will be on our websites. And if we want to have better design elements, and if we want to have conversations, we actually have to be in the same room. And this is the way to get everybody in that same room. Every councillor can come and actually talk to them. And I see it like the lack of knowledge, like this young woman said this morning, lack of knowledge is the cause of ignorance. Well, we can get educated and they can also listen to us. So with that, I think a really good working relationship will eventuate through it. So there's been a few questions about it. So I just asked the mayor, could I actually explain from externally and internally, there's been questions to me about it, so I just wanted that chance to explain today. This is all about getting conversations for better community outcomes in the future happening.
Thanks, Councillor Boglari, and it is an achievement. Many relationships we forge is obvious. A positive relationship is an achievement. You have a recognition of achievement as well, Councillor? Okay, it's really not, this is not really a forum for debate. Well, comment?
Thank you, Councillor Bolglari. Would you just clarify UDIA? You may have said that about four or five times, and obviously we're talking in acronyms, and some people may not know that.
Institute.
I just think it was important to note that.
And
what
they
that
have
group
local
was.
Members on that group.
Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. There are no matters outstanding for minutes of previous general meetings. I haven't been advised of any public participation. I can see people are knocking the door down to come and address us today. Is there anyone that would like to address council? Okay, well, if there is no one that's wishing to address... Oh, there is? No. We'll go straight through to the next item on our agenda, which is petitions and presentations. And I believe Councillor Elliott, you have a petition to present. Councillor Elliott.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor. Take leave to present. Yes,
it is on.
Take leave to present a petition to the residents requesting that Council review and implement a better and safer traffic calming solution / speed bumps for the entirety of Hefton Road, Alexandra Hills, to include the Vienna Wood State School zone and the car park opposite Cook Street for the safety of local residents and school children. And the motion is?
And the motion?
That the petition is of an operational nature and be received and referred to the Chief Executive Officer for consideration.
So moved by Councillor Elliott, seconded Councillor Bishop. With any further discussion, Councillor Elliott?
No.
There being none, I put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. I've not been advised of any other presentations or petitions, councillors, so we'll move on to the order of business. We do have a late item. A motion to accept a late item is required, which is the draft South East Queensland Regional Plan submission to be discussed as item 11.2.4. Move Councillor Bolglari, seconded Councillor Hughes. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. I don't believe there are any other order of business items we need to deal with, councillors. So I'll just remind you of your material personal interest and conflict of interest as outlined in the Local Government Act 2009, and a summary of those responsibilities will be in your agenda. Okay, item 11.1.1 is the appointment of Director, Redlands Investment Corporation. Have I got a mover for that, councillors? Moved. Councillor Bolglari, seconded Councillor Mitchell. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Bolglari?
No, it's just the CEO is at the moment that position, and there's a new CEO coming in, and we're just passing over the reins.
Any questions or comments, councillors? Councillor Elliott?
Sorry, first, Madam Chair, my apology, I couldn't attend the early meeting yesterday. Is it legal, could I say, Mr. Chesterman can be a director of Redland Investment Corp without being an employee of?
He's actually, yeah, he can, because if you note the date that Mr. Chesterman will take up is after he starts.
Any other questions, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? The motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Item 11.2.1, decisions under delegated authority. This is for noting, councillors. Have we got a mover for that motion? Move Councillor Hewlett, seconded Councillor Mitchell. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Hewlett?
No, it's just business as usual. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any questions or comments, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.2.2, it's our P&E Court Matters for noting, councillors. Mover for that, please. Move Councillor Gleeson, seconded Councillor Bolglari. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Gleeson?
No, thank you, Mayor.
No comments or questions? A question, Councillor Elliott?
Thank you, Mayor. I was wondering if Ms Lovejoy, through you, could give us the latest update on item two.
The long call. Just through you, Madam Chair. The Long Core appeal was dismissed, which means that Council's decision stands. Of course, the appellants have a right of appeal to the Court of Appeal, and that appeal period finishes, I believe, on the 28th of March. But for the time being, the Planning and Environment Court has determined that the proposal was in conflict with the planning scheme in a number of aspects, and those conflicts were considered to be too much, particularly in relation to amenity effects of local residents, so the judge found that there weren't sufficient grounds to overcome the conflicts.
Any other questions, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Item 11.2.3, our Economic Development Advisory Board update. Have I a mover and seconder for that, please? Moved Councillor Gleeson, seconded Councillor Mitchell. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Gleeson?
Thanks, Madam Mayor. Just a report on from the Economic Development Advisory Board from a meeting that took place on the 10th of February. A number of items were discussed through innovation, internet connectivities, tourism updates, city branding updates. There was a number of items raised, all very good for the city. One in particular I take note to is the city internet connectivity, particularly around our commercial hubs, and Capalaba being the main commercial hub of the city. I think that's a terrific thing to look to move forward to and to progress, particularly now that I understand that the NBN has been moved out in the Redlands for the foreseeable future. So I look forward to that one in particular.
Thank you, Councillor Gleeson. I think CEO would like to comment.
Councillors, just want to make a comment to acknowledge Kim Kerwin and her team. We have some up the back as well, just on the fantastic job that they're doing in getting this and, you know, keeping councillors and everyone well informed. And also just to probably put a plug in for councillors, I know you're all very busy and some of you can and can't get along there, but I've personally found it very rewarding, very informing, and the diversity that we have across there and a couple of the studies that we are going is a real eye-opener, you know, just on other people's opinions and other people's views, and usually their opinions and views that are very learned. So I would encourage you, A, to get along when you can, or at least keep across the minutes. It is a great forum, and we have a lot of value being generated from that, and just an acknowledgement of the team from Kim and the rest, just a fantastic job that they do, because trying to keep our external board and internal people corralled, meet quarterly, it's a great opportunity. And I know when I hand over to Andrew, I'll be selling just how fantastic this committee is doing and the opportunities it does have. So that's all I really wanted to say, Mayor.
Thank you, CEO. Councillor Bishop and then Councillor Boglari. Comments, yes, I assume?
It is. It's just a comment, and it's really just to acknowledge the work that the Economic Development Advisory Board are doing. I personally did not support commencing with the Development Advisory Board because I actually think it's very important that councillors are actively involved in the process of how, because anything that they come up with needs to come through us. So I'd just like to encourage councillors to attend. It is really important information that they are discussing. There are certain obstacles that are in the way that we are aware of as councillors that the Economic Development Board are looking from a very commercial perspective, and I think it's important that the lens that we see things through in terms of the civic decision makers and enablers, I think it's the closer that we are to the information that they're receiving, the more conduit there is for change. So just absolutely supporting what the CEO is suggesting and encourage going along to hear the ideas as they come up so that we're as up to speed as possible.
Thank you. Councillor Boglari?
Thank you. Yeah, I really enjoy going along to the Economic Development Board meetings. They're an amazing array of different ages and skills, and we can tap into that and certainly learn from it. In here, there's various aspects which, you know, they're saying we need to concentrate on. Most of these are what we actually gave to them and asked them how they think we could go forward with it. The one I just wanted to mention was the city branding. because until we can attract probably more tourists and more visitors to the area and bring that outside dollar in, that is what our local economy needs, rather than just all of us buying local and everything. If we can get tap into the international airport that's half an hour away and the this, you know, Brisbane City, get more people down here and get their dollars as well. And everyone at the moment will be receiving our newsletters in the mail, and in the mayor's one, I was reading it last night, it actually talks about the branding, and that we're going to be asking Redlanders, what is it that you love? What is it that keeps you here? Is it the children's safety? Is it the education? Is it sporting fields, parks, the bush, the bay, the beach? What is it? What is it that actually defines Redlands? And then we're going to feed all that back into this branding. And you can't sell a product or promote a product until you've like Coca-Cola puts a lot into that red can, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to have a quirky little thing that sells Redlands, which is pretty hard because there's so much. And at the moment in the report, it actually says we're out getting quotes from marketing people to actually start this. So I just encourage everybody, you know, start thinking, you know, what is it that, try and define it. I know I can't in a couple of words, so it's not going to be an easy task, but it's exciting. It's an exciting time with all these projects happening, and once we get the branding right, I think we'll soar ahead.
Any other comments, councillors? Councillor Elliott, then Councillor Mitchell.
I think we're also, as Councillor Bishop spoke about the economic development, we're having more regular meetings with them to chat to them and things like that. That's a good outcome. Thank you.
Councillor Mitchell.
I think we're all a great fan of the board. Not only do they provide some wonderful inspiration to go with our own ideas, but also the expert knowledge. But most importantly, I think we're starting to get some traction on results and some real action items. And cause talking's wonderful, being inspired's wonderful, but actually getting some results, such as the city branding we've started and developing that business case for the internet connectivity link. So results is what our community are after, and I'm really pleased to see us starting to get moving.
Excellent. Any other comments? I might just add a comment and a plug, I suppose, as well. Obviously, as has been discussed, there's a number of action plans underway at the moment. One's been completed with the tourism action plan, and then we have the health and social services underway, once again trying to leverage employment opportunities from our hospitals, our two hospitals, and our education action plan. And I had a meeting with one of the consultants earlier this week in regards to opportunities to leverage off the incredible amount of high quality secondary or schools, full stop, in our city, and where those opportunities might lie, leveraging off other existing institutions such as TAFE. Obviously, they're things on the ground, and we're seeing the branding roll out. We've also, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, I suppose, when we talk about our regional plan submission, but, you know, the jobs of the future, and how do we actually make sure that Redlands is thinking about the people, the young people in our city that haven't actually reached that milestone yet, and what will those jobs look like in the future. And we have our first innovation summit on the 7th of April. And councillors, I think you've received an email just this morning asking you to nominate young people between 18 and 30 years old in your divisions that you think are upstanding citizens that can bring some wealth of knowledge and engagement to that summit on the 7th of April, because obviously, you know, 100 years from now, we're not going to be sitting around here, but young people with different jobs and different ways of getting around and communicating will be, and we need to start thinking about what does this city look like for them. So I'd encourage you to put those names forward. I think Councillor Boglari and I decided this morning that the young lady who lives in Redland Bay, Medina, would be a great addition. And we've obviously got people like Jordan Duffy, who is actually a member of the board, who no longer lives in Redlands, but certainly has his history and his roots here in the city. So he will obviously be coordinating some wonderful speakers on that day to inspire the young people that are here, and also take on board what they see for the future of this city. So 7th of April, put it in your diaries, councillors, at RPAC, that's right. And that has been that's one of many innovation summits, but that's one that's been generated by the expertise and goodwill of the Economic Development Board. So With that, if there's no further discussion, would you like to sum up, Councillor Gleeson?
Nothing further to add. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Okay. So with that, I'll put the motion. Those in favour, those against. Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. The next item, councillors, is the draft South East Queensland Regional Plan submission, which was our late item. Could I have a mover and moved Councillor Boglari, seconded Councillor Hughes. Would you like to speak to it, Councillor Boglari?
Thank you. I've talked a bit about this on Facebook, as we all do, and I'd just like to thank the residents who actually came on board and put their own submissions in. There's a lot of good things in the regional plan. They talk about, greening the suburbs. They talk about saving heritage, character precincts and everything. But on the things which actually really impact our lives day to day, where we need help from the state government, perhaps there isn't enough support for Redlands. The roads aren't mentioned in here. If you read through this submission, this will be made public now once it goes up online.
It already is public.
It's already up there. We've sent it in. You can read through it and say that, the identification and delivery of necessary infrastructure, not only to the mainland, but in particular Southern Moreton Bay Islands is definitely missing. North Stradbroke Island economic transition was missing. And they had a koala task force set up. And once that task force gives their findings, it's going to be fed, at the moment, it's going to be fed straight back into the regional plan without letting the associated conservation groups and local councils actually have a say. So we've actually asked for a say on that. A lot of detail was actually missing in the South East Queensland regional plan, so I'd just like to thank the officers for discussing it with us, giving us a heads up on what we can put in our submissions if we wanted to do our individual ones, and also for the depth that this submission goes into. And I hope that the state government actually listens and we see maybe a few changes towards Redlands' favour.
Councillor Bishop, comment?
Yes, just a comment, and acknowledging that the South East Queensland Regional Plan is an important document to help plan and feeds into our local planning. Just one item that I would just like to note was not necessarily, wasn't supported by the majority of council, but I think it's worth mentioning in this instance that the Birkdale Commonwealth lands, which has been for quite a period of time constrained from urban development for a number of reasons, and there is a long history on that site, and the Commonwealth ownership since the Second World War, with when five-star General MacArthur took ownership of that land and custodianship of it, and managed the incoming high-frequency radio signals that received the Japanese surrender signal. I think there's a lot of information about that site that does need to be understood, not only the ecological significance of the environmental habitat on the site, but also some of the historic aspects, many aspects of history and ongoing use as rural production and urban landscape. Regional landscape. I think it was mentioned in the Aldine history in 1888 as one of the signature farms that was being managed at the time by James Willard to an exemplary degree, and was held up as a showcase for the farmers coming to the area because it was reminiscent of the old country. I think there are aspects of that site that need to be better understood, and I believe that it should be proposed for potential future inclusion in the urban footprint. The South East Queensland Regional Plan nominates it as for potential inclusion. The submissions closed on Friday. Council has not changed its view that it should be proposed for inclusion. I'd just like to note that I believe that it should be subject to further investigations on the site, and that ideally I think it would be in the best interests for the community that we have those studies done to ensure that future inclusion as a potential don't remove some of those important characteristics that should be better understood before any inclusion in the urban footprint for that site. Thank you.
Councillor Hughes, comment?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. Just a quick comment. The duplication of the Cleveland to Manly rail line, it's obviously in the northern part of the city. It's a hot topic for many, many years, been bounced around all over the place. I think residents can be thankful that we are watching this. We have noted it and we have asked the questions. And I'm on behalf of my residents and our northern residents, thank you very much.
Councillor Elliott.
Thanks, Mayor. Mine's the old infrastructure bandwagon.
Yes.
I think it's good we haven't been precise there, but we include not only the main busway. I want to see bus intersection measures. I remember last time they had one at Tilley Road. The minister lasted 2 weeks before they dropped it, so hopefully they're a bit more resolve in the future. But certainly we've included like the Redland Bay, Victoria Point into the Gateway 8 Mile Plains. That's a significant bit of infrastructure that needs to be done. If we're going to be stuck with the buses as the majority carrying of people to work, we need to have an efficient bus transport and an efficient road system there. So, yep, I'm more than happy, but I'd like to see some of that low-hanging fruit with, as I said, the bus measures, electronic, with the bus jumping the queues and things like that. And I don't think, and I'll probably hand over to Councillor Gleeson, we'll talk about a flyer. Thank you.
Councillor Gleeson, why don't you surprise us?
Flyover, Madam Mayor. Very happy with most of the key issues raised in this report in our submission, Madam Mayor. But as Councillor Elliott has suggested, yes, it's about the flyover. I'm very disappointed that we, again, have not raised that as a key issue, and I think it is a key issue. The overpass from Capalabar following through to Long Street at Cleveland, I think that one key piece of infrastructure has the potential to eliminate a vast majority of our traffic congestion through the city. It would not just benefit Capalabar residents, of course, it would benefit all residents to the east of Capalabar, but particularly for Capalabar residents, it would take the stranglehold from us from all the traffic going through it. The state government put the land aside some 30-odd years ago for it, and at some point someone in government back then had the foresight. About 30 years ago, Madam Mayor, the land was put aside for a transport corridor, and at some point, at 30 years ago, someone had the foresight to acknowledge our needs going into the future, and at this stage of the game, council nor state government are acknowledging that as an important piece of infrastructure. I think it is. We muck around with little bits and pieces and argue between the state government and council over little bits and pieces that could address 2% of our traffic congestion issues, but this is one piece of infrastructure I believe could address a vast majority of our transport problems.
Any other comments? Councillor Mitchell and then Councillor Todd.
It's a good thing. Through you, Mayor. I think it's terrific that Redland City Council and the councillors are really advocating very actively on the city's behalf. And really it's just to encourage our citizens also to use their voice through the media and the elected state members and ministers, both state and federal, to help us lobby for infrastructure and other matters. Use the state's own intentions and promises. They're giving us their employment benchmarks. Great. Let's help us to deliver them. Cleveland and Capalabar, of course, as principal regional activity centres. Terrific. We need the infrastructure to help us with those. Cleveland and the three townships of North Stradbroke Island are also identified as great places by the state government.
So was Wellington Point, mate.
excellent. Yeah, it's very inclusive room. On International Women's Day, I'll allow that interruption.
Okay, councillors.
And the transport to our city and North Stradbroke Island, whether it be through bus or rail. So, join with us, citizens. We're advocating very actively on your behalf. So join with us and put the pressure where it's needed.
Councillor Tolte.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I'll be supporting this motion today. In a similar vein to Councillor Bishop, there were things that I wanted us to recommend to state government that were not supported by the majority of councillors. But there are enough good things in this that I think we need to move forward on that I'll support today. But I am disappointed that councillors didn't support matters in the south of the city that I thought were relevant to our long-term future.
Thank you, Councillor Tolte. Councillor Golay.
Just a question through you, Madam Chair. I'm not aware if this is allowed or not. Can you just clarify what issues we all didn't agree on, please?
I don't think that's necessary. I think it's up to council.
Happy to do so, Madam Mayor, but I think I would be speaking about confidential matters from workshops that would be inappropriate.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. Okay, any other comments? Councillors, if I could just, as I've been... Oh, Councillor Edwards, have you got your hand up? It was a very little hand.
point of order, I think.
I thought only Donald Trump had problems with that.
Sorry, Councillor.
You should withdraw that.
You have the floor, Councillor Edwards.
Seeing so it's going round the room, I'll just throw my 2 cents worth here. Look, I'm pleased to see about we're looking for the bus transport improvements. One thing I just really want to point out is that the when we're talking about the Southern Moreton Bay Islands, yeah, is that we're looking at a coordinated response from all levels of government to appropriately address the opportunities and challenges that we've been asking for the state and federal assistance for years and years and years, and it falls upon deaf ears. So I hope that we get some response into that area. And it's particularly nice to see that that we're asking them to bring Russell Island back in with the same region where all the other islands are too.
Any other comments? Well, councillors, as I represented you all around the table with the regional plan working group and all the members of South East Queensland, I guess I'd start by saying that it was a very collaborative process with the state. It had been started a couple of times, and it's actually quite rewarding to see it get to this point. It's been, you know, since the original plan, 12 years, which tells you how long it takes for it to come around. And I'll just touch on the fact that just because something is in the urban footprint doesn't mean that it will have residential or urban uses. When you talk about the area like Commonwealth land, which council is in the process of trying to acquire outside of the open market because of our status as local government, we want to make sure that the community has great input to what that might look like and what could be generated for a community use. And so this is our opportunity to make sure that nothing will be prohibited, because things outside of the urban footprint can be prohibited. So if you want that to be tourism or something like that with Willard's Farm, you have to have those long-term considerations. It's fair to say also that I had some frustration around the table and made that known to my colleagues and, of course, the Deputy Premier, Minister for Planning, in regards to the, and I'll call it ignorance, of the challenges we have with our islands. And obviously they're a great opportunity, but in this instance they created a 50-year vision and a 25-year framework, and my one... sort of slam my fist on the table input was, you have to acknowledge that this region is a region of islands, and if you don't acknowledge that, then we won't be able to capitalise on the great value that they bring to South East Queensland. It didn't appear in that vision, and so I have reiterated that, and I have since met with the Deputy Director General and some of his planning team, trying to explain and illustrate and articulate the challenges we have as a city of 150,000 people looking towards a future of 23,000 people living on our Southern Moreton Bay Islands alone, and the necessary infrastructure to accommodate that with no assistance, as has already been said, from any other level of government. It became very clear to me in that meeting that it's very much time for us to do a road trip with these people, because I don't think from William Street, 1 William Street, that they actually understand those challenges adequately enough for them to be able to address those issues with us. So that's being organised now. We'll be putting them on a ferry over to the Southern Moreton Bay Islands. I also want to articulate the future challenges we have with North Stradbroke Island and the transition strategy, the economic transition strategy, and perhaps the lack thereof. And that adding to what is already a challenge for us as a city, having a city of islands with a lot of people, 10,000 people at this point in time roughly, living off the mainland, requiring various types of transport infrastructure that not any other city to the level that we have, and the kilometres of foreshore that we have to accommodate. So certainly if anything else comes out of that discussion, it should be hopefully a positive outcome as we see the final draft, or the final, sorry, of the gazetted version of the regional plan. It was also very disappointing to see that the duplication of the rail line had fallen off the SEQ regional plan, considering that we have a potential turn to harbour as a tourism opportunity, and you would want to make sure that connectivity to Brisbane City and, in fact, the airport would be considered. It's fair to say that we couldn't get timely information from Department of Transport and Main Roads as to how they came to that conclusion. I believe they have sent us some information since, but I raised that personally with the DDG as well. So, look, it's been a thorough process and the collaboration was there. I still think for Redlands, I'd like to see some of the changes that you've all articulated today. Unfortunately, we're a small part of South East Queensland, relatively speaking, but I think that we are a great contributor when it comes to the opportunities for tourism, certainly Moreton Bay, and obviously our location close to not just one airport, in fact, but two, Gold Coast to our south. So we have those opportunities. We need them acknowledged. We need our islands acknowledged. And I certainly look forward to seeing that reflected when this is formally adopted by the state government. I think we've all had a bit of a chat now, if everyone's happy for us. Well, I have given everyone an adder, but only very quickly.
Thank you. Supporting everything that's been said, I just think that one aspect in terms of the state's planning that has been raised by people in the community is that in terms of clarity and line of sight, the previous South East Queensland regional plan, there seem to have been some departures, some of which have been mentioned in terms of infrastructure. It just doesn't appear that the state government has been clear about why there have been changes, and it would have been good if they'd been able to go back and actually look at where there'd been departures from previous expectations or even suggestions or promises that certain infrastructure was going to be proceeded with, why they haven't done a comparisons analysis report to actually say where there's been changes and why. I just think that's an important thing in terms of long-term planning, and that's what this sort of document does, so that we can all be aware as a region where there are changes and how we need to prepare for those. Thanks.
I will I'll respond on their behalf, as was responded to me when we first saw the draft. That's why they have a South East Queensland infrastructure plan, which is also lacking as far as infrastructure for this city goes. So it was said to me that at a council of mayors meeting that you know, those things should be included, that all those bits of infrastructure are now noted in the SEQ infrastructure plan, which has a 4-year horizon. So it's not very long term, and certainly in that 4-year horizon there's not much in it for Redland City. So we'll continue to advocate, and certainly by getting some of the senior bureaucrats to put their feet on the ground or in the water, for what it's worth, hopefully they understand that infrastructure is just as important for this part of SEQ than the rest. So
I suppose my point is, and I understand that you've given a response that they've given, but from their perspective, it shouldn't be about trying to sheet the blame or pass the responsibility. It was their plan going forward. They should cross-check and go back and look at what they didn't address and let us know why.
I'm sure you can take that up with your state member and get him to give you an adequate response so that I'm not being thrown under the bus.
This is the moment to discuss it, so yeah. I thought I'd raise it. I think it's important. We raised it in the workshop.
That is the job of your state member to make sure that as residents of this city they can give you that information. I'd be asking your state member to do that for you. Councillor Boglari?
I think it's all been said. We're doing our best to get the state to recognise that, you know, we may be small, but we're very precious, and we do give a lot to the region, and we deserve a little bit more recognition.
Just for clarity, councillors, before I put the motion and take the vote, just for the people in the gallery, this has already been sent to the state because we know that the submissions closed last Friday on the 3rd of March. However, we wanted to make sure that it was formally adopted in hindsight. So just so you're not wondering why we didn't get a late note or anything like that or an extension to our homework, it has actually gone in, but we wanted it to be on public record. So with that, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you, councillors. Councillors, I think the next item is a mayoral minute, and I did distribute this to you yesterday, so I'll just get that up on the screen. I'll just quickly tell you so that people in the gallery understand is that we have a great fortune of having some wonderful entrepreneurs in our city. In this instance, Ruby and Ollie's is a childcare centre that deals with, it's an all abilities childcare centre. The two ladies were winners on the Shark Tank, and Stephen Baxter, who was a resident of ours as well, supported them in developing this concept. They currently have a facility ready to go in Alexandra Hills, which, you know, we are very fortunate that we have organisations such as Horizon and across the road now, the Sycamore School for young students with autism. And in this instance, in order to help them get their doors open for parents who have children with disabilities and want childcare services for all of their children collectively, and this is not in line with our policy, so hence we need a resolution of council. And obviously we've been working with them to try and get these planning issues in order for them over a period of time. So the mayoral minute just basically asks that we allow them to pay their infrastructure charges by instalment. We've looked at all sorts of opportunities. They're a commercial entity, and hence this is the solution that we've come up with. So unless there's any further discussion, question, Councillor Edwards?
I really support this special needs care. My question is we normally get from incorporated bodies and clubs, etc., requests for councillor grants during the year, and those funds are basically exhausted at this stage. Had this been an incorporated body, I would assume that we'd probably give a councillor grant to reducing the fee further. That's not possible, is it, because this is a commercial organisation? That's correct?
I believe that's the case. I'll get the CEO to respond.
Councillors, through you, Madam Mayor, we tried every way we could to facilitate this, but it's a not-for-profit, so it is a commercial entity. So whilst we all have sympathy for them and we think they're doing a great thing, it is set up as a commercial, so we needed to be very careful to continue with that. And as I say, officers worked very hard. There is a resolution on the books, and so that's why we're bringing this back. And we think the payment by instalments will allow them, as the Mayor said, to get up and running. They've complied with everything else, so we think this is the best situation we can give them to get the centre running.
Any other questions, councillors? There being none, I'll put the motion. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Thank you. Councillors, there are no notices of motion or urgent business with that notice, but we do have a closed session, and I didn't check whether or not you wanted to move into closed session for this, councillors. Is there anyone that requires any discussion? There is. Okay, all right. Well, Councillor Elliott has moved the motion. It's been seconded by Councillor Gleeson. Those in favour? Those against? Motion is carried unanimously. Councillors, I'm pretty sure that we voted unanimously on every decision today. That might be a first. But the meeting is now closed at 10:19.